Hi, I'm Mary Grace Almandres, the Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion. Welcome to the Lonely Campus podcast, as presented by the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. This show is hosted by our administrative fellow, Amy Messersmith, and features students just like you who share stories about the challenges and triumphs that come with trying to find your place on Syracuse University's campus.
Hi, everybody. This is Amy Messersmith. I'm an associate director for HEOP and SSS, two opportunity programs here at Syracuse University. And I am also an Office of Diversity and Inclusion Administrative Fellow. My project is a pop-up podcasting studio, and I've been doing this podcast series called Lonely Campus, where I collect stories from across campus from individuals who are willing to share the steps that they took to go from loneliness to finding community on campus. This particular episode is a little bit different because it was recorded during the Spring 2024 Campus Forum sponsored by the Office of Diversity and Inclusion that took place on Monday, March 4th. Each semester, Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion Mary Grace Almandres holds a forum to share information about diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility work being done throughout the Syracuse University community. This year's Campus Forum had an interactive component to it, and so they invited me to come and join them in the Regency Ballroom, pop up the podcasting studio, and invite attendees to sit down and have a conversation specifically about why they came to work at SU, where they found on campus the most sense of belonging, and any suggestions that they had to continue to create sense of belonging on campus. My first brave soul who approached the table and was willing to sit down and have a conversation was Christina Papaleo, who is a DEIA Learning and Development Specialist for the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. And so I just want to say, number one, thank you to Christina for being the first to approach the table and be willing to put on a set of headphones and have a conversation. And number two, because this was recorded in a larger room, you're going to hear some background noise, but as you're going to be able to hear, Christina has a fantastic podcasting voice, and so she comes through really strongly. So without further ado, here is our conversation with Christina Papaleo. So here we are at the Spring 2024 Campus Forum. Very excited, yes. Office of Diversity and Inclusion. So we have three questions. The theme of my ODI Administrative Fellowship is inclusion and belonging. Mm-hmm. And so we have a podcast called Lonely Campus, but today we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to ask three pointed questions to anybody with enough courage to sit down at the table. And you're the first, That's fantastic. So number one, if you don't mind sharing, what made you want to come to work at SU?
So I actually was not going to. I was in the middle of a job search after my first job coming out of grad school. I was ready for a transition, working at my alma mater. I needed a change. And SU kept coming up, and I was so used to the smaller institutions, and I'm like, SU is too big. I've heard about it. It's a great campus, just not for me. And lo and behold, this position came up. I worked in the Center for Disability Resources. It's my first job here. And I loved their social justice approach to disability. That really is what drew me in, because growing up with a disability, I always saw it as a diagnosis, saw it as a deficit. But CDR and just SU as a whole embraces disability as a culture and as an integral part of diversity. So I decided to take a risk, put my resume in and my cover letter. And it ended up working out because I got accepted, and it was actually one of the only jobs I got a job offer for out of 100 of them. Not kidding. I have a spreadsheet to prove it.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And I have not looked back since. I've really have felt that it was a transition for sure, transitioning even from a public institution to a private. But I really enjoy the opportunities that there are for professional development, for connection, for community that aren't necessarily available at other places. So I'm very blessed to be here.
And what year did you come to
August 2019, so it'll be coming up on 5 years in August, which is hard to believe. So I was in CDR for 3 years, and I just made my one-year mark last month in ODI.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where on campus would you say that you feel the strongest sense of belonging?
That's a good question, because I haven't really been able to explore a lot of campus until this past year. I really got to go out, connect with people and campus partners. I love just, I would have to say where there are community gatherings like this, like a campus forum. Growing up Italian, food was always a great way to bring people together. You know, you had the Sunday pasta dinner. So it's like family. It's like family coming together and always having something to talk about. You know, there's no language barrier with food. There's no barriers in general with food. And just people could not necessarily always talk about work. You could share a connection of, oh, hey, I had this dish before, or this dish reminds me of my grandmother. And that really starts a good conversation of going beyond just the average workday.
And then do you have any suggestions to how to help build community on campus?
Yes. So something I would always tell my students when I worked as a residence hall director, my previous job and previous institution, was find a club. So to translate that to the professional staff and faculty and anybody else who's not a student, is finding a group that you can really connect with. For me, I'm a born-again Christian. My faith is very important to me. So I found out there's a Christian staff and faculty association on campus.
Nice.
I was even able to connect with some of the chaplains, and I'm helping out with volunteering to the Christian group, student groups. So even building community beyond just my own peers and my colleagues, but helping to bridge the generational divides that often come with higher education or anything, that it's not about this hierarchy that, you know, yes, we're professionals and we hold a position, but it's really, we're here for the students. So what better way is to connect with the students and say, hey, I'm here. You know, the world keeps giving us labels, but we're also given a name first. So it's important to know who our name is before our title. It even comes up first on our name tags here. I got my name tag. My name is first, and it's in orange, SU orange. And then it's my title in smaller print. So even thinking of that way going into community building is getting to know people by their name. And then, because a lot of times the first thing we tell people when we introduce ourselves is, oh, I do this. I insert job title here, right? For me, it's, you know, I love connecting with people and learning about their stories and building those connections through creative arts or any elements of creativity, or finding out who they are beyond what they do.
I think that that is so powerful. I think about how just to have that genuine commonality can help make connections in such an authentic way. And it's not performative. It's not
exactly.
It's not just because you have to. It's because, oh my gosh, we have this in common, and that's what, that's a great foundation to build on.
Yeah, we get to be in community together.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a gift.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The second part of the podcast features three graduate students who just happen to be all from the School of Education, and two of them happen to be international students. We have Rose Mustafa Shuki from Egypt, Kendall Edwards, who is local, and then Wei Jun, who is from China. And so they all three sat down, and all three of them provide some great insights in terms of how they found their sense of belonging on campus, as well as some suggestions on what the university can do to facilitate community amongst graduate students across schools and colleges. So take a listen.
So my name is Rose. I'm an international student from Egypt, and I'm doing my master's in cultural foundations of education here at SU.
So my name is Kendall Edwards. I'm a second year master's student. I'm getting my master's in teaching and curriculum writing through the School of Education.
My name is Wei Jun, and I'm also a master's student, but first year in cultural foundations of education at School of Education.
That's fantastic. So the first question we have today is, what made you want to come and study at Syracuse?
So my focus was very strongly on disability studies and disability justice, but more so than that, the intersection of disability and queerness and race in education, and I think the Cultural Foundations of Education department here at SU really is excellent in terms of getting to do that intersectional work and not necessarily feeling like you have to be doing work on a specific axis or within a specific body of work or field of study.
So for me, I was actually presented an opportunity in my undergrad at Oswego where they said, I work at Syracuse City School District currently, and they said that they would pay for my master's through SU if I gave them 5 years, which I said I would do. But the reason why I chose teaching and curriculum writing was because I'm very passionate about books and writing, and I've always been like a lover of books and reading and writing, and I feel like our curriculums, there's a lot of struggle and primarily minority struggle, so I want to create a curriculum where kids can fall in love with reading and still see themselves, but see themselves as like dreamers and smart and innovative versus I'm going through this struggle time and time again. This is somebody else going through a struggle. I'm just tired of seeing them going through a struggle daily. They need an escape. And if reading is that escape, then so be it. So
that's really powerful.
Yeah. For me, it's the first time for me to leave China for study coming here. And I came here because I'm very interested in disability-related issues because I'm blind. I, myself, am a person with a disability. And according to my experience, I found that there is still a lot of space for improvement in China in terms of the education for people with disabilities. And someone told me that it's well developed in comparison with China. It's well developed here, and I just come here to learn some advanced experiences and to find if there are anything that I can take back to China to improve our education for people with disabilities.
It just so happened that all three of you sat down and are graduate students in School of Ed. That's really interesting. Where on campus do you feel the strongest sense of belonging, would you say?
For me, honestly, in most of my classes, but I would say like the master's only instead of the undergrad and master's combined classes, because my situation was extremely different than a lot of master's program. I came into this, I was pregnant. My first master's classes ever, I was pregnant, and I actually gave birth my second semester, first day of classes, second semester. So it was weird for me being pregnant and like going through my pregnancy and seeing kids that are like 18 or 19, even though I'm only 24, it was still just a weird dynamic because I'm like, I'm in a completely different space than from what you guys are in. And then also just because it's different for me because I teach all day versus traditional master's students that are in classes all day, that's a different space. But I feel like in genuine master's classes, we all have our own lives. We understand. We treat each other like adults. The maturity levels are there, but I think that's where I make the strongest connections. And even from like my previous classes, I still text some people. Even my professors. I think the professors are more understanding and they treat you more like colleagues versus that student-teacher relationship. So
I think I would agree with that. I think our classes are really where I feel the most sense of belonging because we tend to be working on really important projects together when it comes to like inclusion and social justice. And I think that desire to do work really bonds us, like that effort and that knowledge that we're all striving towards the same goal. But other than that, I'll be honest, it's been kind of isolating being on here. I think just being not only a graduate student, where I think you have slightly fewer opportunities to meet other people as when you're in your undergraduate program, I think a lot of undergraduates can really bond a lot more across disciplines. Meanwhile, I think in graduate school, everyone's really found their niche, and so you have people who are wildly different in age and experience and what their day looks like. Some people are working full time. Some people have, you know, assistantships here. And it doesn't feel like quite as cohesive a community. I think I have an extra layer of that just because I'm, depending on how I present, I can read as visibly disabled. So I use a cane or I mask in public. And I think sometimes people find me slightly more unapproachable because of that. So I think classes where we're really working towards a common goal or where I found most of my sense of belonging here on campus?
For me, I live off campus, so I come to the campus mostly because of the classes. But in addition to the classes, the place that I visit most would be the Barnes Center at the Arch. And I sometimes use the treadmills and the swimming pool there. And when I use them, I feel some kind of a sense of belonging because that's what I was familiar with in Beijing. I mean, before coming here, I worked in Beijing in an NGO. And every day, even sometimes after work, I just visited a gym to use the equipment. And so, yeah, that experience brings to me some kind of sense of belonging. I mean, I'm familiar with this sense.
I just wanted to add on, I do feel like I agree with both of you guys. It can be isolating, but it also is a community in a sense, especially in the School of Education, because like Rose said, it is like one common goal that we are all are working towards, and that is the betterment of education. So I think the professors, the students, everybody that's within the school from like top down are friendly, you know, are approachable. Because to be a teacher, you kind of have to be approachable.
Right.
Or even just work in education, you have to be approachable in a sense. But I feel like just when you walk into classes, when you walk into like Huntington Hall, you actually get that like feel of like academia and this is where I belong. Like I'm supposed to be here, especially as a teacher, because that is a very hard profession. To feel like you belong. So if you can find a place where you get a quality education and that you can still feel like you belong, even though you have your life can be completely different from the person that's sitting next to you, but you can still bond over something, like to me that's beautiful in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's also a sense of belonging that comes from having your ideas valued and really genuinely taken up and having people interact with them and engage with them and discuss them and give you feedback. I think less so than geographical places where I felt a sense of belonging. I think I felt like I most belong when we're all kind of going around in a circle sharing our ideas, and they tend to be very different, working towards the same goal, but people actually kind of respect you as a scholar, as a researcher, as someone who has built up knowledge of your field and has something valuable to say.
So the final question is, what suggestions do you have to perhaps help the university build community on campus?
I do think they try. I just feel like there aren't a lot of opportunities for graduate students and strictly graduate students to like meet and mingle and, you know, get us out the house, because like Wei Jun was saying, like I live off campus, he lives off campus, and I'm not sure if you do, Rose, but I think majority of graduate students do live off campus, so to actually get us to come to campus for something that's non-class related, you know, you got to put a little bit of effort in to make it worth their while. But I just think, you know, doing more events like that, or even, I don't know, I feel like the school itself, like I said, there's just not a lot of things afforded to the graduate students, like graduate housing, like, or even just a hangout spot where, like, you know, just older, more mature, where maybe, like, that's not the library, but you know what I mean? Just something for us. Kind of like a hangout spot, but, like, more mature. Like, it'll still have, like, academic, maybe, like a computer lab kind of thing where you can do work at, but also, like, it's a place strictly for graduate students to hang out, get resources. Like, how can I navigate this space? How can I navigate financial aid, parking, because SU parking, I don't know if you guys know, but that's a whole nother realm that you have to dive into. And or even just like when I started coming here, I didn't get like the tour. I didn't get like this was, I had to figure it out on my own. Like I'm looking at, I Googled the map of SU and I'm like, okay, this is this. I still don't know where every building on campus is. So even just like having somebody to be like, okay, this is this. If you need like an advisor in that sense of, if you need anything in navigating this, come to me. Anytime you need something, like here's a hotline, come to me. I can help you on here's the best place for parking. Here's the best food place. Because you have people coming from all over and they may just not know.
For me, I think the best way for us to build a community, my mind is that more events like this, I mean, to record a podcast together as an international student and also as a student with disability. For me, it's of more importance and also with of more difficulty for me to find my peers, and so events like this can give more opportunities for us to get together and just speak out, just talk around some issues, some topics, and that's the best way for us to get understand of each other.
Yeah, I think third spaces is really valuable, as well as having, I guess, less superficial ways to meet people, because I think a lot of the campus events where you're supposed to meet people, especially at the graduate level, tend to be like networking events and mixers, and then all they offer you is like, come talk to people and get cookies. And I'm like, well, if I have nothing better to do and I'm already in the area, maybe. But there's no kind of draw to meet people. There's nothing to do. And I feel like very few people want to meet people just for the sake of meeting people. It feels like either recognizing like, oh, I need acquaintances, or, oh, I need professional connections, which I think maybe isn't the most authentic way to build relationships, to go into them being like, oh, I need a person to fill a role in my life, versus kind of naturally going to something that gets you to care about it and put effort into it and build community. I think like the podcast that we're doing here right now, to get to engage with something thoughtfully and then have relationships form out of that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering too if we can do something to highlight like each school, like a celebration each week or each month where like May is like School of Education, and just highlight that, where you throw events strictly in School of Education for things like that, or like new houses, like July, you know, things like that, where people come out and celebrate what they're doing, and then also other people from other schools can see, oh, this is what your major looks like, or, you know, that things like that. And then you can have like high school students or even undergraduate students that aren't too sure on what they want to do to further their career come to these events and then see, okay, maybe I do want to take journalism, you know, or class in this, or just dabble around. And I think that'll you know, get people more interested in education and also build that community, because if we work on something to build up our program, people are gonna want to do it, I think.
So that concludes this special episode of Lonely Campus, recorded at the Spring 2024 Office of Diversity and Inclusion Campus Forum. Again, I want to thank Christina Papaleo, Rose Mustafa-Shuki, Kendall Edwards, and Wei Jun for giving their time, attention, thoughts, and reflection on how they found community on campus and suggestions on how to increase sense of belonging. So thank you again. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lonely Campus Podcast. I'm Armando Martinez, Director of Inclusion and Belonging. If you found this podcast helpful, let us know and feel free to share other ways we can make campus more welcoming and inclusive to all.